Case?
Case number 12755, Megan Avalos and Ramel Avalos Flores seek variances from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements for proposed structure. Sections 11525, 115183, and 115185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Sand Hill Road, approximately 0.39 miles from Huff Road. The 911 address is 18265 Sand Hill Road in Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 7, Parcel 13.02. The applicant is seeking a 15-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement and a 10-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed garage. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
State your name and address for the record.
Yes, my name is Megan Avalos. The address is 18265 Sand Hill Road, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. So my husband is currently not with us, and I do apologize. He really wanted to be here with us tonight. He had a family emergency that he needed to attend to. But we are actually asking for the approval, the variance for us to build a detached garage on our property. We have four children, two of which are teenagers and two younger, and we currently have a 6-foot fence around our property currently. I actually have with me the, I printed off from Google Maps of my property, a more recent one that you can actually see the fence that's already there. Hand that to you.
I have multiple copies for you.
Thank you. And the whole purpose of the garage is my husband does heating and air conditioning, so we are wanting to use it for him to store his flex and different materials like that, so it's not taking up space in our current garage that is currently attached to our home. And also, we're asking for the variance to be 5 feet from like our fence on the north side and the east side of our property, because I had always told my husband that I wanted to have the house where my children wanted to be at and wanted their friends to come over. So our plans are for our backyard is to put in a pool, a fire pit, and also a volleyball field for our children to have friends over, to allow them, their friends to come over and have a place to hang out and know that they're safe. So the proposed place for it is, like I said, in that corner of the property. And I know that the reason that I have to ask for the variance is because it's saying that it's on the corner of where those two roads are. The roads are actually my parents' driveway and then a farm road that is back on the east side. My mom is here with me, who owns the property right around my home. I can answer any questions for you.
Questions?
I'm looking at the picture you just mm-hmm. handed out.
Yes, sir.
I see it looks like you have a deck on the back of your house and a
yes.
pathway leading back to something else. What is that?
That is the doghouse, sir.
That's a doghouse.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see the play set.
Yes, there is a trampoline also there.
Okay.
The reason it cannot go into that other corner on the back is because that is where our septic system is. It runs north to south on the property.
Mm-hmm. You can see it.
Okay. And some of the other things you wanted to have on your property are
yes,
a volleyball court.
Yes.
And a pool.
A pool and a fire pit as well.
Okay. How big is this volleyball court going to be?
My husband wants to do a standard volleyball court. He likes go big or go home is his philosophy, really.
Okay. You know how big that happens to be?
I honestly do not know dimensions.
Okay.
I apologize.
What about the size of the pool?
We have talked about, he goes back and forth as far as the size that he would like. He does not want anything small, but as far as dimensions, we've just started looking and not come down with a concrete dimension on a pool at this moment.
Okay. Part of the difficulty here is you're asking for a variance based on future stuff that you want to put in your backyard, and we
yes.
don't really know. We have to determine why do you need this space, and do you really need it, or do you just want it?
So, I mean, if we don't get the approval from you guys tonight, and the shed ends up being basically in the middle of my backyard, where, like I said, we do have future things that we wanted to do. We just built this house in 2018, and we are just kind of getting around to doing everything that we really have wanted to do with it. These are plans that my husband and I have discussed for years, and that we are really wanting to do for our children.
Is the, okay, so the proposed garage is for equipment for your husband for the business?
Yes, sir.
How is he going to access that? Does he need to drive his truck back to it?
We actually already have in the fence along the north side, we have a doorway, it's a double door that is already there. And the property is actually, like I said, owned by my parents. It's not like an official driveway going into the fence.
Okay, so you're going to need space to drive the truck back there, so that's more space you're going to need in the backyard to access the garage, a driveway for the truck to get back to the garage.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That
I'm just trying to wrap my head around all the things that are going to need space in your backyard.
I mean, it's not something that he would be doing all the time, and his truck wouldn't be actually parked there, because his truck is actually parked out front of the home.
Okay.
It's just more for storage for him.
Okay.
It wouldn't be a permanent place for his truck.
I understand.
Have you thought about a smaller garage?
We have. The whole with it, the size that we have proposed is, in the future, we want to do like an office or an apartment up there for our children in the future, possibly. And he always has a lot of units and flex, and it's taking up my basement right now and my garage.
Was your lot carved out from property owned by you?
By my parents, yes, sir. That was handed to me by my parents.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with the area. Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, I got a couple. So, right now you're proposing a 30 by 24 garage.
Mm-hmm.
If it was 30 by 20, you would not need a variance, because it would be 600 square feet. And it could be 5 feet from the property line. Is there a reason why a 30 by 20 wouldn't work?
My husband had wanted to do it larger so that he could have more inventory for his business. During the pandemic, it was very hard for him to get units and to get flex and to get material. So when he has an opportunity to get it, he gets it at that time.
Two issues here.
Okay.
One is this has to be the creation not from someone's want. It has to be due to a unique physical condition of the property. But moreover, and this is one that is a bit of a concern, is that if he's using it for a business purpose, I think he needs a conditional use. Does he not, Ms. Norwood?
Seems to be treading a thin line
It's getting, you know, if he's using it for a business purpose and not for a personal purpose, that falls into a commercial use in which this isn't a garage for, I'm using this for my kid's storage or a vehicle. This is for, you know, for my business. That's a different animal. So we have a bit of an issue in that regard. Now, the standard that you have to demonstrate to this board is that what you're proposing, the structure that you're proposing, is that you can't put it somewhere else in compliance with the code. Not that you want to develop the property elsewhere, but you physically cannot. That's the standard that has to be met. It has to be due to some unique physical condition of the property. So I'm going to go back to my initial question, which is there a reason why a 30 by 20 structure would not work in that? Because in that location, a 30 by 20 structure, if used for personal use, could be allowed without a variance.
A 30 by 20. And this is why I wish my husband was here to speak with you on on all of this.
And if, and I know you've said he had a family emergency, if it was, if it's something that he would like to come back, I'm sure this, the board has left cases open in the past, if he wanted to come back so that he could address those questions, certainly we tend to be respectful when somebody's had a family emergency, but that would be something that, you know, be your call if you wanted to seek that. But
if we could, I would prefer him to be here.
Okay.
We can do that.
And what we would do, Ms. Avalos, is we would continue. We would have the hearing. We'd see if there's anybody else here for or against that wishes to speak. And I don't know if the board may have other questions for it. I don't know. But and then what we would do is leave the record open, which would allow your husband or you or anyone else to come back at our next meeting, which is in 2 weeks. If that date felt work.
The 21st?
Yeah.
That was actually the original date that I was told, and he was actually going to be here.
Okay. All right. So it might work out then. So, but I don't know if the board has any other questions.
They can, Mr. Sharp, correct them, but they could also make a decision between now and then about the 30 by 20.
That's right. They could.
Yep.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you understand conditional use and the variances you requested are two separate issues. This board only deals with the variances that you requested. We don't deal with conditional uses with this board. So that is a separate thing that you can look into before the next hearing.
Okay.
But if it's just storage for your house privately and he's not operating a business out of there, then we can talk about that. But anything else would be conditional use would have to
go to Planning and Zoning Commission.
Planning and Zoning.
And County Council.
And County Council.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do we need a... Well, we need, I think...
We need to finish, yeah.
Yeah, see if there's anybody else that wishes to testify for or against so that they could speak on the record.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Please come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Maria Folke, 18303 Sand Hill Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And I think I see on here the you and the land next to it. Is that right?
All around it.
All right. Okay.
Good evening.
Hi. And, I mean, that's just a farm lane and our drive, so as far as visibility and all that stuff, it's not a problem at all. I mean, it's just us. And it's going to be just us for a very long time. It has been, and it will be. So, I don't know if you have any questions.
So, you said all around. So, I guess it's field, or maybe it's just yard to the left. That's yours also. Right there where the cursor is.
That's Uncle Ronnie. But we have... right there. Say it. It's all on the...
Yeah.
I am familiar with the area. It's very rural.
Okay. So that property that you were
this
referring
is our
to
drive.
Is actually my...
Can I do it this way?
Yeah.
Left side.
This is our drive here. I mean, so we own this. I can't touch it. Well, whatever. You can see it. That's our drive. Because we live in the back. Uh-huh. And then we have our businesses over here, the greenhouses.
Okay.
So we own that, all that around it.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12755 for Megan Avalos or Rommel Avalos Flores?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions? how should we just?
Well, you could do it a couple ways. One is you could leave it open, just in open, and then we would just have it. We would put it on old business at the next meeting, mm-hmm. Probably first in the agenda.
Need a motion for that?
Yeah, and well, you could just leave it open, and that would allow anybody to speak, or you could just leave it open for comments from the applicant's husband. Might be best to leave it open just in general, in case somebody wishes to speak after they hear his testimony.
Okay. We need a motion?
You need a motion for that?
Yeah. Yep.
I'll make a motion to leave case number 12755 open for...
Reschedule it for the next board meeting, which will be on November the 21st.
Rescheduled for the next board meeting on November 21st.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too. So the vote of 5-0, we will leave the record open. And we will, it will be on the November 21st meeting schedule.
And we'll have that put on the first item. That way these folks don't have to wait around.
Thank you.